The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Bob Hutchinson on behalf of Pete Hornbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be program. From time to time, you and I have heard people use the word damn, spelled D-A-M-N. I'm sure that I don't need to give you any examples. We certainly are not, it appears, taking God's name in vain when the word is used. So you are probably thinking, it might not be the nicest word to use, but surely God is not going to condemn me for its use. Everyone, I'm sure, would agree that it is not good English to use that word, but what I'm going to show you is that God does have a great deal to say about the matter. Before I go any further, the word darn is just considered more polite for the same word damn. So if you say the word darn, you are really saying the other word. The next thing I want to point out is the word damn is a short form for the word damnation. Just the same as many people would say the U.S. when they really mean the United States. If you look up the word in a good dictionary, you will find the word damn or damnation literally means condemn or condemnation. According to Nelson's Bible Dictionary, condemnation means to declare a person guilty and worthy of punishment. And as you all know, there is only one eternal punishment, that of the lake of fire. Please turn in your Bibles to Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 37. If you get a speeding ticket, you could plead not guilty and go to court to plead your case in front of the local judge. Society has given an individual the authority to judge between matters in civil cases. One thing is certain, though. God has not given you or me the authority to judge anyone on this earth to condemnation of eternal death. God tells us very clearly in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 37, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. I'll be reading today from the New King James Version of the Bible. You know the golden rule, but in this case, do not say to someone something that you wouldn't want them to say to you, or you may end up asking for your own condemnation. Please turn to John, the 3rd chapter, verse 17. God inspired Scripture to tell us in verse 17, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Think about it. God, our very Creator, our God who gives us every breath we breathe, did not send His Son into this world to condemn us or to damn us. Yet every time we use the word damn, we are saying that we know more than God Himself. We are putting ourselves before God Himself. That's a violation of the Ten Commandments. Now, continuing on in verse 18, he who believes in Him is not condemned or damned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, or this is what is damned, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Let's go on to Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1. There is no condemnation for sinners, or in today's English, no one who sins today is damned, who repent and believe in Him. Jesus Christ not only bore the consequences of sin, but also condemned or destroyed sin itself, so that believers are released from its power. Romans 8, chapter, verse 1, tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He, not you or I, but Christ, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. As we read what God has told us about condemnation, God and God alone has the right to condemn, or in today's English, to damn. Every time you use the word damn, you are trying to take away the authority or the power from God to do just that, just like Lucifer tried to do. And you know what happened to Lucifer, I am sure. Let's go on and turn to James, the 4th chapter, verse 11. As we have already said, only God has the right and the ability to condemn or to damn someone, or for that matter, an object. When you condemn or damn someone, you are speaking evil or wrongly of that person. In verse 11 we read, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver," in verse 12, "who is able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge another?" Yes, who are you? When you tell God to condemn someone, and you are doing that when you use the word damn, you are setting yourself up to be their very judge. And as cold as it may be outside right now, that's surely putting you on very thin ice. Please turn over to James, the 3rd chapter, verse 9. James, as they say, pulls no punches. As we read in verse 9, "With it," that is the tongue, "we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God." Verse 10 now, "out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing." Very strongly James says now, "My brethren, these things ought not to be so." So let's go on now and read some more about this in Romans the 2nd chapter, verse 1. Paul very clearly reminds us that since we have not achieved human perfection, and none of us have, every time we judge someone else for a sin, we end up condemning ourselves. Romans the 2nd chapter, verse 1 tells us, "Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are, who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things." And verse 3, "And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" Very, very clear. Continuing on in Luke now, the 6th chapter, verse 37, and I'm sure most of you are thinking about what Christ reminded us of in Luke 6:41, taking the speck out of someone else's eye when you have a beam in your own. But let's read it ourselves. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 37, tells us, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not." And you do that every time you use the word damn. So condemn not, we read in Luke, the 6th chapter, "and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Verse 38, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." And he spoke a parable to them. "Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the blank in your own? And how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye." The use of the word damn in the English language is literally telling God to sentence someone to eternal condemnation, since God is the only one who can do that. When you have not achieved perfection yourself, whether you realize it or not, asking God to condemn someone is a very self-righteous act on your part. Only when you cease from condemning others with your mouth, or even by thinking it in your mind and asking God to forgive you, will God consider not condemning you. Asking God to damn or to condemn someone is very serious. Jesus Christ himself is the best teacher there is. So let's turn over now to John the 8th chapter, verse 1, and read what Christ had to say. When society uses the word damn, they are usually very upset at someone. pointing out an error that they made or something that they have done wrong. So let's listen to what Christ himself has to say. John the 8th chapter, verse 1. Jesus, the light of the world, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. And what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted of their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." So God has a lot to say about judging others. And in 1 Corinthians verse 3, Paul tells us, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned or damned with the world." Exactly. Even though someone else may have made a mistake, we are not without fault either. Correct the person in love. Be gentle. Let's listen to what God inspired the wisest man who ever lived to say about being very quick to being angry at someone. In Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 1, we read, "A soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." And one more scripture in Proverbs 16:32, we read, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." So as we grow in the very grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, may God give us the understanding that inappropriate language is not acceptable, and may God help us to refrain from using inappropriate language as God has shown us today. Paul reminds us in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 31, "Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." So I see my time is about up, so please request our free articles, "Is Hell Real?" and "Growing in Knowledge." If you forget the name of the articles, just call us and ask for article number 1. We will know what you mean. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you may go to our website by logging on to www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can order literature online, or you may download previous programs. Or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.